They say that if you're not scared, you're not paying attention. And it's so true. You can have a meeting, and all you can feel is being scared from having prepared less than you should have, or from being steps away from being fired. You still haven't called your cousin and congratulated her on her graduation, and you fear the fact that she is going to be upset at you. You turn the TV on, you listen to the news, and you all feel the fear kicks in. We are so normalized with fear that it has become the first emotion our body reacts to produce. In fact, it is a normal human reaction, and it is our brain's way of trying to survive. Once our brain senses the feeling of being unsafe or unsure, fear kicks in again. In reality, if we lived in a world where we had no fears, it would be a life of chaos and trouble. We would probably be hugging lions or jumping off buildings without thinking twice. But this isn't what we're supposed to do. Fear is an emotion with a very crucial function, as it acts to protect us and keep us safe, and human beings require the safety in their lives. But have you ever noticed that sometimes fear can hold you back from getting out of your comfort zone and perhaps lets you miss out on exciting opportunities in life? Moderation in life keeps track of the balance humans need in order to survive. And by this, I mean that we cannot live in a state of fear and we cannot remain our entire lives fearless. And if we have to locate fear, it can surround us in ways that could even stop us from leaving the house. So, how do we survive then? The average fear that all humans have made good terms with is acceptable, and sometimes it could even be a push to be more careful in what we do and the decisions we take. Humans must train themselves to put themselves in situations that can be nerve-wracking. Explaining that, people can move in life when they decide to face their fears. Let's put this into context in your own life. Maybe you are worried about the presentation you have to give at work, or about some blood tests you have to get checked. How can you help yourself to do these things all along managing your fear? Preparing, planning, and practicing will indeed come in handy. In life, we live some situations twice. We live them once in our heads, once we start picturing how it is going to be. And we live them the second time in reality. And fear is what pushes us to experience all of these events twice, because we tend to overthink and over-worry about everything. But if we trained ourselves to face what feels scary and to limit our emotions of fear towards a certain event or experience, our brains will be trained to face fearful times. Just like there's room for fear, there's room for a choice. And people tend to take the easy route. They silence their courage while listening to the fearful brain. Thus, they remain firm in their comfort zones and rarely venture out. Some amazing opportunities in life, some chances that might not be repeated, require of us to face our fears and push past it. We are all scared of many things. But by giving the space to fear control our lives, we are ruining our own happiness. Stop feeding the fear. And by this, I mean stop adopting people's statements and personal experiences concerning something. Because often, the fears you have come from something you heard, saw, or experienced before. Connect with yourself to understand where these fears are originating from, and create your own perception about things in life. Because what makes someone fearful can make you feel excited. Skydiving, for example, is a dangerous experience. For some, it could even be an adrenaline rush for others. Our goal in life isn't to become fearless creatures, but to become capable human beings that can face their fears. The constant fears that show up unpredicted. So making friends with fear and understanding that it is a human emotion, that we might face anytime will push us through this emotion, and then we will be able to control it and not let it control us. Once we start seeing fear as an ally to grow, it stops being our enemy, and then we can recover our power. And if I had to tell you about fear, I would tell you to imagine yourself, your old self, in bed, thinking of your journey of life. What are the things that you didn't do because of fear? Will you be happy if the fears that you are carrying now stopped you from doing the things you really want to do? Will you feel regret missing out on certain adventures? How happier would you have been, and how many things would have been done by you if you didn't let fear stop you?